Welcome to The B Word, a women's lifestyle podcast. I'm your host, Katie Ploss. I'm a school psychologist, women's wellness coach, a doula, and the founder of BU, a women's wellness community. I created The B Word to share my stories, knowledge, and training to help you navigate the everyday challenges of being a woman. We discuss everything from navigating dating and relationships, parenting, building a career, to just finding what you're passionate about and figure out who you are meant to be. At The B Word, we aim to destigmatize mental health challenges, grow, heal, and empower you to be your most authentic self. Let's dive into today's episode. Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The B Word. And as if you're watching the video, as you can see, I'm joined by, of course, Steve, our regular co-host, and Alex Converse, a good friend of mine, and so happens to be my wedding photographer. Hello, yes. Alex.
Hello. How are you? I'm so happy to be here today.
So excited.
I feel
to
like we've been planning this for a minute, and now it's coming into fruition, or however you say that.
No, yeah, it's happening. We manifested.
We manifested this moment. It started from the bottom. Now we're here.
That's right. You really have been with me through
from the bottom
so we're gonna get into that today.
Yes.
And this month I've been talking a lot about weddings because we did the Juliet Pepper one.
Yes, that episode. One was a good old time,
a good old just
good old messy, cup of tea. We
messy,
love it.
Good old cup of tea. Yes. A messy bachelor.
Glad she's
story.
Not my bride.
Literally, bless up. And you do have, you have some crazy wedding stories.
I have a few. Nothing too wild, thank
Nothing
God.
Nothing like Juliet Pepper.
But I have had some cancellations. We've got cheat and groom.
It's better to cancel than get married.
Yes. Oh, 1,000%. I've also had people who start to plan their day with their intention of making it about them. And then the family steps in and it gets very not what they want to do. Every day is something new.
I have to have a thick skin to work in the wedding industry.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like you do.
Well, and you work with people from all walks of life. You're working with people's family. You're working with people like your client specifically. It's such an emotional day. There's so much stress and so much that goes into it. But then there's a lot of back end stuff that a lot of our couples don't even know are happening behind the scenes.
Let's get into how we know each other.
Yes.
We go way back, you guys. I have known Alex since high school, my senior
junior year?
Senior?
I think it was junior year or summer leading into senior year,
yeah,
because I was dating a guy that I know had been at your parents' house. So, but yeah, we met through Riley.
Riley was on the podcast too, which is funny, but
yeah, I think season one. Yes.
Riley and I talked about our like big friendship breakup.
Yeah.
And, we since have rekindled a new type of friendship.
But I feel like we've always been mutual friends, and we've always been like, hey, if I see you in passing or if we run into each other at a tailgate at Michigan State, I got you.
Yes.
But I feel like this is definitely the closest we've been from the start of your journey with this podcast. Yep. I think social media always kept us communicating with one another or responding to DMs.
Like before you were officially a photographer, like you were always doing photo shoots.
I think that it's important to document your life, and selfie pictures and self-timer photos can go a long way, but there's something that's really special about having professional photos to look back on. And going into our wedding after 8 years of being together, we had multiple photo shoots together, multiple photos to look back on. So it's just nice to have those memories. Your life passes by so quickly, and it's nice to look at some photos and think, okay, I was at this point in my life and this is, you know, what our relationship was at that time. So we really tried to do that in our relationship. Every year we're getting the picture for the Christmas card.
I feel like people can get so judgy too about like, pictures or like being
or flaunting their relationship, and it's no, we're perfect, guys.
Yeah.
We're actually a hair flip. No, and he's, you know, always been the one.
Yeah.
So I think that was weird too, because people have this conception that when you're looking at photos, like that's not reality. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it isn't, but having those memories, like that was our reality.
There is something still genuine and authentic. And that's why I wanted to have you on the podcast, is to talk about like this balance that we all walk, especially if you're either getting married or you work in the wedding industry.
Yeah.
Of walking that fine line between carrying a image that isn't really authentic.
Yeah.
And like really being authentic.
Yeah. And I'm sure we'll touch on like my style and my business and how it's formed into what it is now. But I the synopsis is I really try to have my couples interact and enjoy together with your session with Nolan. Like, we're going to have White Claws and we're going to play a little drinking game and we're going to have fun. I might have you guys dancing and doing things that make you just feel more at ease and comfort and just have fun. If you can walk away from our session or your wedding day and be like, wow, I didn't feel like that was a photo shoot. And really, if we're talking about weddings, like your wedding day is not a photo shoot. And we are there to be flies on the wall and capture the candid moments that are happening throughout your day with obviously some direction with the time that we have for portraits. But it should not be about getting this X, Y, and Z thing for social media. And even on photographers' side of things too, a lot of people are doing things because they're trendy or are they capturing certain things. And you might be missing grandma hugging the bride behind you because you're trying to get this like thing for social media.
Yeah, or like we're gonna
not important.
Yeah, I think there is this walk that we're all walking. Any big life moment, whether it's, and that was what I was also going to say is, yes, now you're capturing my wedding and that's primarily what you do. But prior to me being engaged, how we got close was we were up in Traverse City.
Yes. I was going up to Traverse City and was like, I really just want to do like a girl's day, like playing in the snow. Yes. And it just worked out for us.
And she put on Instagram on her story, like, looking for like a small group of women who like want to do a girl's day. And for on this weekend, like Valentine's.
Yeah, it was around Valentine's Day. Yeah. Snow.
And I was like, and I looked at the dates and I'm like, oh my God, I'm planning a girl's trip up to Traverse City, like literally that weekend. And those photos, though, were so special to me because it was like the beginning of me coming like back to
reality.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, where were you?
After 2020 and everything that had happened. And I remember those photos were the first time I looked like genuinely happy in a year.
Yeah.
And it was like, thank God you captured that.
Yeah.
Because it was such a pivotal.
Well, and I think, too, for us, we really bonded on this journey because I was also on that same journey myself. Mm-hmm. Photography was not the number one
choice.
That was not plan A.
Yeah.
And I think, too, you smack COVID into that mix. That was crazy. I got married that year as well. I graduated and I was applying for jobs like crazy and the world was shut down. Mm-hmm. And so I just got married and have all these ideas of what my life was going to be like. And now I'm this wife and I want to not be a broke bitch forever.
Yeah. And you're in graphic design.
Yeah.
You're always like an artsy girl.
Yeah. Right? And photography, to get my associates here in Michigan, we were required to take photography. When I went to seek out my bachelor's, it was always the elective I chose. It's sad looking back. I never thought that I could make money. I remember the first time I went out after deciding to start my business. And I remember my friend introducing me. We were at the bar and he was like, oh, this is my friend Alex. She's a photographer. And I remember just wanting to crawl up and die a little bit. I was like, oh God, like that's so embarrassing. And it's like, why? And now I see all these girls, well, and guys, just in college making their own schedule and being able to pick up work when they need to. And just having this side hustle. And I'm super thankful I worked in restaurants. It's how I made most of my friends when I moved to Savannah. But it was a struggle. And I had to work really hard to put the roof over my head and work these crazy hours. And I missed time with my boyfriend. And we had different opposite schedules. And I couldn't travel and all of these things. So it was hard. And now I look back, I'm like, damn, I could have been making some good dough at this point because I would have been in business for a few years, which everyone has their own path. We're all here. We're making it through. But
what jobs were you trying to get like with your graphics?
I really desired to be in a position of working with a studio. I think you can learn so much with nothing against freelance work, but you're working with clients from all different walks of life. And with graphic design, there was often times when I would pick up freelance hustles in college that I didn't really like. I'd give them like 15 options for a logo and like we're in the like beginning process of trying to get their brand identity together and they would choose the one I threw in there. And I'm like, really? That's the one? Or like the colors that they would choose. And so you lose a little bit of the design freedom. So I really wanted to be in a studio and working for specific clients and I applied anywhere and everywhere. I was on LinkedIn and all these different kinds of job searches. And I was okay with, I was completely okay at that time leaving Georgia. I actually, up until probably a year and a half ago, was not that happy being in Savannah. And the path that I was on, I was really sad for a while being in school and having to move away from my friends and having to work opposite schedules than my boyfriend and having to do that. And I just didn't love where I was. So we were okay with being anywhere. So we had a few favorite places that we would want to go. Like Colorado was up on the list and Texas was up on the list. And eventually Michigan would be on the list like later on. But like that wasn't where I wanted to start. Chicago was on there. So I was applying anywhere and everywhere. And I didn't even get an interview, y'all. Not even a callback.
So this was like during 2020.
Like finished school May and was applying, got married in September. And I remember having just this really depressing, just low days. And I'm like, what am I going to do for money? What am I going to do to provide for my family? And where, like, are we going to stay here? What does that look like? And I'm like, girl, you got a camera. And it was a $500 camera. Like it was like kit lens. And if you know anything about photography, it just was like the bare minimum. And I'm like, it's sitting there. But I'm also like, I know how to do Photoshop. I know how to work Lightroom. I had the knowledge of that. So I'm like, if I can make do with this for now, we'll upgrade later. And I recommend that to any photographer that's starting out. You don't need the best equipment. It helps, but you don't need it to get started. Really, you need to learn how to work the camera. And so I skipped a few steps because I knew that already. But I worked with that camera for, I think, 8 months before I upgraded to new gear. At that time, I wasn't doing weddings. No one knew I even existed, which is also an interesting story. All of my like original clients that I worked with, they either saw a post that I made, they word of mouth, but a lot of them I was messaging and I was just saying, hey, you're super cute. If you and your man want any photos. And I wasn't even doing it for free. I was still charging it. And still to this day, I don't like to do free work. We all got to make a dollar.
Yeah.
So I wasn't willing to give away my services for free, no matter how good I was at that point. But by the time I was getting people who were responding and had interest, I had some more people under my belt, but it was like $100 for a session. And I was often there longer than I had promised. And I was getting to know them, but they're all people that I had messaged by just saying, hey, if you need photos, like I'm here and I'm new to this. And if you'll put your trust in me, like I know what I'm doing. And I had a little bit of a portfolio and I had been doing things and keeping myself active. I had figured out by that point, like, what my niche was, and that's couples. And that led into weddings. Weddings was not my initial thing that I wanted to do, just because there's a lot of pressure and brides be crazy sometimes. Not my brides, love them, but
we're pretty good.
But it's just a really high stress, intense day. And so that scared me. But one of the photographers that I second shot with a lot, she became somewhat of a mentor towards me. She just was like, I find it funny that you're scared of weddings because they're all put together. Like the flowers are beautiful. Her hair is done. Her makeup's done. He's in a really nice suit. He's probably looking better than he did at the engagement photos. He's got his hair cut. He's whatever. And everything's orchestrated and put together beautifully. And I'm like, wow, you really dumbed that down for me. And I love you for that.
I think the beauty of your kind of story, like the experience and learning your craft, is that it was born out of your plan. Like it was not an A. And I'm sure there was grief for a time. But
And there is sometimes too. I'm like, eventually I'm going to have to pay off this student loan for this degree I'm not even doing.
But like,
you know,
B branches off into plan C, plan B, plan E. And I think that is the beauty of life. But I also think post COVID and like the world that millennials are living in now, it's not as like cut and dry as our trajectories were for
our how we visualized what our future would look like or what we thought our parents had. And it's
the cost of living is different. Everything's different.
Everything's so different.
You know?
Yeah. And that's been a learning curve too, like how to price and what's appropriate. And I need to make money to put the roof over my head and pay for groceries. And how does that look? And most businesses, when they start, you're not going to be right off the bat ready to rock and roll.
Right. You really had to hustle. Like you were hustling.
Still hustling.
You're always
hustling. We ain't done hustling.
I should not say that you were.
Yeah. Still sending cold DMs. It's actually really cool to just speak more onto the cold DMing and the hustle of it is I've worked with some of my favorite couples. One of my couples that is so special to me, I had cold messaged them. They trusted me. I did their photos. They were dating and it was great. We did photos with their dog on the beach and we just had a really good time. And so as soon as I saw her get that ring on her finger, I was like, girl, what's up? How you doing? When are we talking wedding? And I shot their wedding last July and it just was so cool to like look back on our three sessions together because we did engagement photos and then the wedding and then the ones when they were just dating. And it's so cool to like look at that path over again. I just did a proposal, probably been about 2 months now, in Wilmington, North Carolina. They're a Charleston couple. I was traveling to Charleston and I cold DM'd them, worked with them in Charleston and we fell in love and and then hired for the proposal and photos the year before that for whole family photos with the dogs.
It's such a personal thing. And I think that's what I love about getting to have you as my photographer is you were with me in like my heartbreak, healing from my heartbreak. And then you also took my book branding photos.
Yeah. And that kind of avenued into another niche that I know and love too. Branding, and I love branding so much. It's so empowering.
And that's close to your graphic design. Yes. Supposed to bring in that expertise, right?
Yeah.
And you guys, like the BU, you didn't do my logo. I made that, but.
Yeah, you did good though. I remember you sending me pictures of just like your branding. I'm like, go off, queen.
Yeah, but it's very amateur hour. But you have really been able to bring in, I think, some of your craft from your graphic design.
Oh, for sure. My branding makes sense. And
that's, I know you didn't want to be a freelancer, but I think that you're like growing into that.
Yeah.
And you're doing, you're combining like your love for travel. You're combining like that you've done couples photography, starting with yourself.
Yeah.
And then you just brought all these things together and I really relate to that. I'm doing the same thing with you. Like, we were just talking about this yesterday. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start adding in all these
random side hustles.
Side hustles.
Hey, like, however you can make a dollar these days.
Planner in the next like year.
Be on the lookout. I sent her some like inspo pages of some people I follow. And I think it could lead in
women's wellness retreats.
Yes. Like, yes.
But I think it's really bringing together. And that's what I love about what you do and what I do too is like bringing together things that you love.
And that's at the end of the day. Yes, we all want to cash a check, but we want to enjoy what we're doing. And honestly, when I look back, and like I said, I was working with clients that I might not agree with their design things that they want or are requesting, and that's part of the gig. But I genuinely am putting out work that I love and enjoy, and you're putting out work that you love and enjoy. And it just makes it easier to deal with life doing something that you love.
Yeah.
So super thankful.
And you're making that for yourself. I think what I'm figuring out too in my own career is like there's no perfect job.
No. And you can do more than one thing. And you can also do something and then it'll lead to something else or someone else.
Like you can.
We can ebb and flow.
Yeah. To create a job for you.
Yeah. Like that fits what your family's needs are during that time.
If you're not finding, you know, your passion in your career and it's really something that like bugs you day to day, and then I think you can build the blocks to create your very, like, you live this very flexible schedule.
Yes.
You're doing what you love.
Yeah.
And you work, but you're hustling. It's a hustle.
Oh, it's a hustle.
They all sound like.
No. And that's what, when we talk about social media, like, it might look glamorous, but like, sometimes when I'm traveling, like last fall was stressful. Like I was bopping around and I'm already like, Katie and I were talking this morning. And when I look at my schedule, I'm like, oh my God, like I'm going to go a million miles a minute and I need to send sneak peeks out in a timely manner. I need to send galleries at the time that I agreed in contract to deliver them. And there needs to be time. But then there's also clients that I'm shooting at that time. I'm also in a place where I'm we're a very seasonal destination. So I'm busy in the spring and I'm busy in the fall. So how do I keep myself busy all year, but keep it so that I'm like not having to jam pack, which I mean, fall anywhere is just busy. It's just busy. And then the holidays happen and then Christmas, and it's just, it's a lot. But if I can stay steady all year, then I can keep myself happy and healthy and have time to hop on a podcast and see family and go to dinner and not feel guilty. And so branding out to destination has led to that. And it's been good. It's been great. I love it.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited to have you do all of like the events that I have.
I know.
Coming up.
They're going to be so good.
You shot. So you did my like branding.
And the girl shoot. That was first thing.
So we did the girl shoot. You did a bachelorette party for me.
Yes.
And then you did my branding.
Yep. Twice. And yeah. The second time though was Noel was in the picture.
Yeah. So last summer you did pictures for me and Nolan. We were just dating.
Yes.
And then sweet little Nolan.
Sweet baby Nolly.
He flew Alex in for yeah. my proposal.
Well, and the stars aligned too. I wasn't booked that weekend because it was the weekend of my birthday. And
yeah.
I was sad to leave my husband behind, but I was like, see ya. Gotta go make a dollar and go be with my friends yeah. for my birthday.
Yeah.
But yeah, like the stars aligned with that flight. Everything was like, I didn't have to charge an arm and a leg. I obviously didn't have to pay for lodging, mm-hmm. transportation, all things that are added into destination travel and to be able to capture the wieners walk, run,
this whole wiener,
running across, and then you just be in pure shock of
the shit from Nolan that like you being there was.
Well, it's because I was wearing a hat, you guys. I never wear hats. My husband actually told me I don't look that great in hats. That's a good hat though.
Honestly,
and that's my proposal hat.
It's a vibe.
But yeah, you didn't even recognize me. You looked straight into my eyes, and you were like. Still not
like
come to.
Out, like,
yeah.
Associating, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever been proposed to, you probably know what I mean. But
yeah.
Like, I just dissociate.
Yeah.
Like, I look at the video.
And Nolan goes, you know who that is? And you're like, do you see who that is?
And Siri for a solid few minutes. And then, like, then yeah. you took a photo of me being like, what the
yeah. Oh my God. Those are my favorite photos, especially if I do a proposal and I've already worked with the clients
yeah.
when they see me. Yeah. Or I am always recording behind the scene videos. And when I get to see that part of the video, it's like just warms my heart.
The last thing I wanted to touch with you on is like this new trend, the wedding industry.
Yeah.
The wedding industry is a trendy place.
Yes.
As we have said.
Yes.
And so the other week I was telling Alex that I have been getting a lot of naked reels.
They've been listening to your... listening to you talk, and now you're getting spammed with all the wedding things.
Yes. And so wedding content creation, and I'm like, okay, and what is the difference of wedding content creation versus wedding photography
or videography specifically? Yeah,
no more videography. And I obviously have a photographer, but I also did hire a videographer.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what would a content creator,
like, what's the need of it?
Yeah. Bring that the videographer and the photographer aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started like watching a lot of reels about it, and I think that's in. And then
yeah.
I said to Nolan, like, this concept,
this is
like,
what this is.
And
yeah.
he was like, immediately he was like, this sounds like some cringy social media shit. And I'm like,
no,
I actually don't think it is.
Yeah,
it's more,
it's an add-on. It's a definitely a luxury thing to be adding onto your additional package of photo and video.
Yes. I also think for a very, very budget bride,
yeah,
England cannot afford videography.
Yeah,
like, I think you should have it.
Yeah, I have a couple that was looking for a videographer, and we started visiting that conversation.
Yeah, like,
I'll
let you
segue into that.
Because some videographers are, most videographers are at least $3,000 to $10,000.
Yeah,
$10,000.
The equipment's expensive. So, yeah it makes perfect sense.
It's
the time to go, like, I go through thousands of photos, but to go through and clip different parts of the day and, oh, I have to remember Dad said this really sweet thing when they did a first look with one another, and having to go through and, like, I give so much praise to videographers on what they do, but...
So, yeah, and a lot of people just, like, they don't get it, or, like, they don't choose videography, which, to me, the photos and the videos are, like, the most important part.
Yeah.
For me, personally.
Yeah. You definitely have to think about the things you value with your wedding.
Right.
And for me, it was photo and video as well. And actually, speaking on video in general, my husband was not on board with that. When we got our photos, he was like, man, I cannot wait to see the video. And I'm like, oh, the one you didn't want?
Oh, you didn't want to see it?
Yeah. But I'm glad we did it. I was so happy to see essentially those photos come to life and hear our vows to one another and promises and hear speeches and stuff like that. It was so special to have. But yeah, if you were wanting a more budget-friendly option, content creation, or it could be a luxury to if you have a photo and video team already, then yeah, it can be an added add-on onto on your day.
I think the beauty of content creation is like trend.
Yeah,
is that you get more of a raw look.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. And you can do whatever you want with that content,
you can do
too.
What you can do what you want with the content. You don't have to wait for it. So
yeah.
Like, you get it like almost immediately.
Yeah. I've seen that like most of the people in the industry of content creation is that
that's
they
the
are they're like, we can get this to you. You don't have to wait. I send photos within 48 hours and I wouldn't want Grandma Sue's photo to go up before mine. So right. that's something I do. But I know photographers, you have to wait multiple weeks to receive your photos, to have something tangible with you right away and have access to different parts of the day right. to relive it
my
a little bit.
Is like this too. My videographer, I don't know how the hell she does it, but she.
Yeah.
If she does a sneak peek next.
Dude,
I know how you do that.
Yes, brilliant.
I'm not gonna ask
you, but yeah. We're not going to get technical about this, but yeah.
I'm staying up till 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But no, I love that you can get it. And like, we're living in a society where like everything's immediate. We want everything right now. We have no patience for anything. So I love that concept of it. It's yeah. just very, I don't know. I hope
I'm into it as well. I'm into it as well. Like I said, I do record behind the scenes oftentimes. And
I love your behind when you remember to send it. Thank you.
Yeah. So segueing my job and my role a little bit, content creation. I say curation because we're not there to create anything. We're curating. So the day is curated and we're just capturing it. So basically, this was something I was already doing and obviously not sharing with all my clients. But I was recording things throughout the day and being able to use them for advertising. And it's been really great to do that for like Reels and TikToks. Not that I'm like super great at it, but I'm having all of these videos.
So I think
but,
that's why it's emerging as a separate service.
Yes.
Because it is to do what you're doing with the guitar.
Yeah.
And then to add that on, it has to be really intentional.
Yeah.
I mean, to that, but like, have to, like a lot of photographers are moving into this space. Creating it as an add-on.
Yeah.
Because it is.
It's like you have, if you have a photo and video team, they're basic, like during portrait time, they're going to be directing. So what is this content creator or curator in my thing is how can, you know, we be an asset to that? And we're just going to capture it. We're just going to do it. Whatever's happening, we're doing it.
Like
we're going to turn around and we're going to get more footage.
There's a flexibility of the content creator that like a traditional photographer or videographer doesn't always have.
Yeah.
They, for example, I saw.
It's all edited. It's like your videographer is going to clip the things that they feel were important part of the day. Or maybe you've right. said in a questionnaire are important
well,
to you.
Like,
and same
like
for photography.
Like outside of the content that you're receiving. For example, I'm thinking of there's this. Like when I first started looking for.
Yeah, like what the role?
There was someone that was like marketing their services as like a, like they would take your own phone.
Yeah,
like they would take my phone.
Yeah,
and do a phone takeover for the.
Yeah,
and that's
I mean, I had one.
I went into it, but that is so I said no.
Which is a cool perspective, though. I did that with my bridesmaids. I had them hop on my thing. I was like, no pictures of my dress or anything, but if you can snag a few videos.
Yeah, and like, yeah. and I did that. I actually assigned my like a few people for my brother. Do this for them on their behalf because they did videographer.
Yeah.
And what I loved about this is because I'm like, I have
yes.
many of us do.
Not on your wedding day, baby.
I'm working on it. But
yeah.
no one was like, okay, wait. If this kind of
someone has taken your phone hostage. Hell yeah.
Your phone for the day. This is like an added value.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to benefit from this.
Like, wait, I love the idea of you not having your phone for the whole
yeah. Like, well, I'll lock like, it. I'll lock it up for
I'm
you.
I'm like, yeah, I think that's really
yeah.
cool. So I think that's what I'm saying is like there's this cool little like flexibility with content creation
yeah.
where when they're curating your day and they're capturing some of this content, you're
yeah.
they can have some assistant tasks. They can fluff your dress. They can really be coordinating with the photographer and
yeah.
the videographer to really
yeah.
just like, fill in the gaps.
Yes.
And so I think it's so cool. I think if capturing it is the most important thing to you, which it really is for me. And
it just goes by so quickly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, any way you can do that. So I'm fully stand behind content
yeah.
creators and what their role is. And I also, the few people that I know and follow that are doing this as their career is that they're not there to be in competition with your photo and video team. That they are not suggesting that you do not do photo or video. But if it's not in your budget, this might be, like you said, a more budget friendly thing, but we're not replacing those
no,
roles.
We are
a very raw, organic
yeah.
addition to your day so that you can relive little moments that we might
it's
not find important,
in your
but
day. It honestly creates more
might be important to you.
For your photographer, for like your wedding photographer and your videographer to focus on those pieces that are really important to you. Than the pieces that are maybe like not less important, but Like, I just want more of a raw, like, more candid vibe.
Yeah.
You can send your content.
Yeah.
So it really just creates, like, more encompassing coverage.
Yes. And I'm fully stand behind it. And then, last week I was feeling so inspired. Content creation is going to be up and coming. So it'll be like a separate entity of Alex Converse Photography. Yeah. It's basically going to be advertised as the sister company. And we'll eventually have a staff that is recording this. I'd love to have someone who is fully in this position. But yeah.
That's what I love about Alex. This is my photographer. She's with that. She already was thinking about it before.
We're like oftentimes thinking about the same things at the same times.
Yeah.
Which is what's been so great. And just bring it back full circle on what we touched on at the very start of this is that like we were mutual friends for a long time and always, you know, loved each other. But I think that it's been so great to be in this next chapter of our lives and that we've literally been having the same brain and same effort and same hustle for the last three, now almost 4 years.
Yeah, we like have a lot of, and you're part of my, this baby of like my brain.
I fully stand behind it.
I'm so excited to, when I think about my vendors is, a lot of the vendors we've chosen, I know personally.
Yes, or so like important. Or to just have a relationship with them in general. I always do video calls when I first get an inquiry from someone. And I send over my package guide, make sure everything budget-wise for your day looks good. But I want to hop on a video call. I want to interact with you.
So personal.
So yeah. I want to be in front of you in person. I want to see the way you laugh or the way you react. If your soon-to-be husband can hop on the call too, that's even better. And then we have the engagement session and we really get to know each other a little bit more. And just the ease you'll have come wedding day. Be friends with your vendors, y'all.
I love it.
It's so good. It's so good.
Long. I've gotten to develop relationships with all my vendors, like following all of them on social media.
And you get to see like if they have similar interests of you and whatever.
My makeup and my hair, I all know you guys and I've known you guys for years. And so I'm also really excited for me personally. Like even the vendors that I'm going to have the closest contact with throughout the day are people I like.
Yeah, and it's a special, it's a very emotional and raw day. And so to spend it with people that you really trust as vendors and the role that they're there for, but being able to like ask them to hold your dress if you're peeing in the evening, like it's not going to be weird.
It's not going to be weird at
all. It's not going to be weird.
And so I think I wanted to do this episode because I'm getting into talking about all things wedding, but also for people to think about like how am I carving my path and like how can I find a career where I can develop these relationships, I can do what I'm really passionate about. It is a fucking hustle. And you're still like I'm this content like you're thinking
we'll see how it goes.
You're not staying stagnant. And if you're gonna choose this path, you can never stagnate. You have to keep developing.
And there's just it could lead to something else, and at the end of the day, as long as you're enjoying it, then that's the goal.
But that's like, I think it's really inspiring. And that's why I wanted to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I love girlies.
Hustling. We love a girl hustle.
Awesome.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
I'm so happy you had me on here. My very first podcast, guys. Hopefully I did okay.
It was one of your goals for the year.
It was. Yes. Check it out the list. Cross it off.
That's right.
Yes.
Hustling girl with her goal.
Yes. I just love your relationship with Nolan too. And just the way he's been presented on this show as well. And
little Steve here.
Yeah. Like, this is your life. You're being you and you're letting people know what's up. But there's still a little drama in our lives. And we like to sprinkle that in every now and then. But like, it's refreshing to have a healed story to tell.
That's right. Yeah.
We don't always have to be complete drain wrecks.
We don't always have to be messy.
But sometimes we just want to be messy. And that's fine too.
I just posted that on my Instagram close friend story of like a real.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I sent that to a few people actually.
You're in your healed era.
But you want to destruct a little bit. We all need a day, or we have days where we're gonna fall off the wagon for a moment, and or we're gonna have days that we're really happy. I talk about this a lot with my vendor friends, but it's a constant like comparison. You are comparing yourself to other people in the same industry as you, but then you're feeling weird. Oh, I haven't gotten an inquiry in a week. I'm the shittiest photographer ever.
Right.
And that's okay. And not everything is rainbow and butterflies all the time. And there's going to be good and happy and accomplishing days, but there's going to be a lot of ones in between that are not that great.
I just love that we're sharing this journey together and we get to keep up. And
So we have Edith here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me. It's been so good to tell my story and be part of your story.
Yes.
And this brand, it literally doesn't exist without me.
My story and help present it.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and you guys stay tuned for the content on her wedding next August. It'll be in full swing. Yes. One more year and a few months. Yeah. It'll be good. Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Thank you for being here. I hope you guys, even if you have your wedding season, but you're just like in your, everyone's in a career or a job at some point. So this episode applies
to everybody.
I hope Alex's story is inspiring to you, and I will be back next week with another lovely lady and her lovely story. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
This is another episode of The B Word. I'll see you guys next week.
That's all for this episode of The B Word. Don't forget to check out the show notes for any resources we shared with you today, as well as finding our links to our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel, and our website, bucommunity.com. You can find out all of our course offerings, memberships, opportunities to work with me individually, and more. That's all for now. See you next time.